Now, who knows more about children than paediatricians? And the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child's Health, they've got a report out, and there's very much a call for smacking children being made illegal in England and Northern Ireland. I want to speak to Kula Yoshuma about this from Parenting NI. Kula, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very well. In relation to the law as it stands at this present moment in time, am I right in believing that Scotland, Wales, Republic of Ireland, where are we at present with parenting smacking?
You're absolutely right. On these islands, Scotland, Wales, Republic of Ireland and Jersey in the Channel Islands have all removed the defence of reasonable chastisement to assault. So that leaves us and England with still waiting for the law to be changed. So that's where we are. So it's not that there's a law that says you can smack your children. There's a law that says if you hit your child and you don't leave a mark, you can say I was doing that to chastise my child. So that's the defence, and that's what needs to be removed from the law in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, it does sound crazy, doesn't it, in 2024 that we're having this conversation, because you couldn't smack an adult, so why can you smack a child?
That's exactly right, Frank. And in Parenting Focus, working with parents for over 40 years, and parents have been saying, we don't want to be hitting our children. We want support to be doing it differently. The law is crazy because it's confused, and we're confused as to what the most effective methods of helping our children understand, different things. So it is absolutely crazy. We are way behind the rest of the world on this issue. I genuinely think that if we can get a bill to the Assembly floor, that our MLAs will support this, and we will get a change in the law. And with that change needs to come proper family support services and supports for parents to be able to understand to get the support that they're crying out for about effective parenting.
You will, of course, and there's a couple of texts up already, the old adage, it never did me any harm. What do you say to those people?
The evidence is the contrary to that. It's in the news at the moment, it's a bit like smoking. It doesn't do everyone any harm that smokes, but it does enough people to know that there's a cause. The ship has sailed on the evidence. The research is very, very clear that smacking can, on occasion, lead to more serious assault. But also, parents in Northern Ireland, and again, there's a lot of evidence. The Commissioner's Office has done it. NSPCC has done research here in Northern Ireland that shows that parents overwhelmingly do not want to, nor do they smack their children, but they do want support to understand, for effective parenting. And Parenting Focus will be launching the big parenting survey tomorrow, which just will highlight some of these issues.
In this day and age, considering where we are with all the education and all the communication, if you saw a parent smack a child in a shopping centre today, should you view that parent as incapable of parenting?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is what we're really clear, and this is where we've seen what's happened with the law in Scotland, in Wales, and in the Republic of Ireland. This isn't about labelling parents as bad parents. This is about supporting parents to do something differently. So you absolutely shouldn't be, we should never judge. Who are we to judge others? But it may be a case of saying, how can I help you? Do you need a little bit of extra support? Now, parents feel able to ask for support and help, if it's a serious situation, then of course a child protection referral will be made. But often in these situations, parents just need a little bit of guidance and a little bit of extra support to do things differently. Please don't judge parents. It's not against the law. And like I said, all the evidence, all the surveys done here in Northern Ireland show that parents want to do things differently. They don't want to be smacking their children, and they want support to be able to be the best parents they can be.
Have we any realistic, reliable figures of how many parents are using it as a form of discipline and will smack their children regularly?
No, No, I mean, I think it's low. The figures are low. So generally, we have it's in the 60s and 70s of parents who say they don't, but it's difficult to know parents that do. And like I said, this isn't about judging them. This isn't about putting labels on them. This is about saying, as with all parents, there are more effective ways of doing it. And again, Parenting Focus have a program called Stop and Go, which supports practitioners to support parents. And we've got top tips about more effective disciplinary measures working with your children to help them, like I said, to help them understand different behaviors and to help parents understand why their children may be behaving in ways like this. So no, we don't have figures, and like I said, it's not about saying how many are doing it and these people are wrong. It's about saying together we can find a different way of doing it, and we can support you to do that.
Yeah, our local executive can change the law on this, can't they?
100%. This is one. I think this is one of the reasons why it hasn't happened in Northern Ireland yet, because of our political of our previous political instability. But I'm ever the optimist, Frank, and I think we're now into a politically stable period, hopefully. And now's the time for our assembly and our executive to step up and to show that they're serious about supporting families and protecting children.
And you think you'd be pushing at an open door? Because we've quite a few right-wingers in government who would be thinking, oh, you know, no freedom of choice, all of that.
Well, I don't think, as you said before, we would never tolerate, nor should we, and it's illegal to hit your partner. It's illegal to hit your pet. I'm not sure why it's not illegal to hit your child, even a slight tap. This is about equality in the home. If people agree, as we all should, that we shouldn't be using any sort of physical force on our partners, on our elderly parents, then why would we think it's okay to use it on our children, some of our most vulnerable in our community? So I think even people who have maybe a more right-wing ideology will agree that this is not the best way to protect our children, particularly when they see the evidence that is irrefutable.
Okay, Kula, thank you very, very much indeed.
Thank you, Frank.
For your input this morning. Kula Yosirma, who is the interim CEO with Parenting NI. We're heading towards the news now at 11 o'clock. Your opinions, of course, very welcome. Kula and myself on the same page on this, but maybe you're not, so you can let us know. 0289033105 is the number to get us on. I see some of the texts in straight away, indeed, with that line more or less in them, it never did me any harm. But I do feel you're living in the dark ages. Rory says, I have four kids. I'd never smack them. We take their tablet games consoles off them if they've done something out of line and explain to them the rights and wrongs. So that's the way of punishing them. And someone else is saying, you know, you wouldn't, I've considered, you know, smacking my children, but I would never smack my grandchildren. And, you know, that's how you learn as you go through time. You know, why would you ever smack a child?
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.